Now, when you walk into someone's front room, last thing you'd expect to see is a pond sunken into the floor, complete with a fish called Dave. But that was one of the features of a house in Nottinghamshire which has recently been sold. So what is the strangest thing you've inherited when buying a house? Well, while you have a think, BBC Radio Nottingham's Marcus Alton has the story behind that unusual water feature.
Well, yes, it's a three-bedroom house here in Beeston Rylands. I'm currently in the kitchen, but if I step inside the living room here, and here is Gwyn Toolan, who's recently bought the house, there was quite an interesting feature right in front of us in the living room.
Yeah, there was a pond, an outside water pond with a fish in it and a water feature, surrounded by kind of pink and white sort of rockery kind of feature. So, along with a kind of seat next to it that you could look in and say hello to the fish. It was all quite bizarre, along with a kind of mirrored shutter thing over the fireplace. So quite unusual, really.
What did you think when you walked in and first saw a pond in a living room?
I thought, well, that has to go. And I thought, well, it's not going to put me off buying the house because I can get rid of that quite easily, hopefully. But I thought it was quite strange. And I did ask what the fish's name was, and he was called Dave. So that kind of made me chuckle.
So did Dave go when the previous owners went?
I was slightly concerned that Dave might remain and I might come here with the removals van and find Dave still in his little home. But he had gone. He was also taken.
Why do you think someone would want to have a pond in a living room like this?
I think it was a kind of inverted commas feature from kind of the changing room days. That's my opinion. It was sort of a bit unusual. And as the years have gone by, I don't think she quite got around to taking it out because it's quite a big job. So I think it was just one of those sort of hangers on to kind of the 90s changing rooms and trying to be a bit different.
And how difficult or easy was it for you to actually get this removed?
Physically didn't do it myself. A very good friend of mine did it for me. And I think it only took him a couple of hours. The rubble's still outside waiting to be collected.
I bet you can't beat that, can you? But when you moved house, what did you inherit in that house that maybe you weren't expecting? Most unusual, strangest thing you inherited when buying a house? 0115 934 3434 is the number. When you text, it's NOTS, plus your message to 81333.